Hope Springs Eternal, and we're talking about the debt ceiling. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 17th day of May. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. The markets, well, they soared today. We'll tell you why. Some retailers are worried, and we'll share who they are. We've got a fun story about wieners coming at you. Kraft Heinz wants you to experiment a bit with dipping sauces. Hey, tipping McDonald's workers? Is that what's next? We've got the Wall Street Report and the sobering reality of DEI, or diversity, equity, and inclusion. That from a new report on the subject, and it ain't pretty. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're along with us again today. Want to reach out to us on Twitter, share your thoughts? You can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, as optimism grows that the U.S. will not default on its financial obligations, investors on Wall Street celebrated a bit. But there is a but, and that but is that no agreement, at least by the time we aired this broadcast, has been reached. However, what is happening are a bunch of high-level meetings between folks like Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has been weighing in on what might happen should the U.S. default, and others are saying that the politicking of the U.S. and politicizing of the U.S. debt weakens America in the eyes of other industrialized nations. Deal or no deal? Many in the government and business leaders are weary of this political standoff. So, yeah, stay tuned. One thing the optimism did bring was a hefty day on Wall Street. Investors came back in a big way, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. The other day, it was Home Depot that pressed the recession warning button. Now, another major retailer is worried that consumers are buying fewer pieces of clothing. Yeah, you heard that correctly. CNN is reporting that Target's total sales ticked up 0.5% during its latest quarter from just a year ago. But digital sales fell, and the company said shoppers pulled back on discretionary purchases in what CEO Brian Cornell called a very challenging environment for consumers. Target said sales of clothing, home goods, and other discretionary categories dropped by up to low double digits, while food and beverage sales increased by high single digits. Retail experts say that the casual shopper who buys on impulse is being replaced by the shopper who is much more direct and interested in not only deals, but household basics. So how about you? Lots of changes in your buying habits? Have they changed a bunch? You can reach us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour with your comments. That's all in a name, and the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is out, and it's being replaced by the Frankmobile. Sorry, we're not making this up. CNN is reporting that for the first time in its nearly century-long existence, the famous hot dog-shaped vehicle is changing its name. Oscar Mayer says the new Frankmobile name pays homage to the new recipe for its hot dogs rolling out this summer. Now, despite the change, the Frankmobile looks largely the same compared to its predecessor, other than a new decal on the vehicle's side displaying the Frankmobile name. Now, to be honest with you, the first thing that came to mind to us was, yeah, you guessed it, the Frankensteinmobile. And I bet we we're not alone. Stay on the food beat for just a moment. The folks over at Kraft Heinz wants you to mix things up when it comes to dipping flavors, and they're installing new machines so that you can do just that. CNN is reporting that if you want to mix it, mix it. Sauce bases include ketchup, ranch, 57 sauce, and barbecue sauce. Now, customers will be able to pick one, and mix it with flavor enhancers, including jalapeno, smoky chipotle, buffalo, and mango. You can mix a bunch of flavors. Those extra flavors can each be added at low, medium, or high intensities. So what's all this about? Well, there is a new prototype of the dispenser called the Heinz Remix that will be showcased at the National Restaurant Association show in Chicago. So all of this means that you can mix up different things and dip to your heart's delight. Kraft Heinz plans to start running pilot programs with the product in restaurants from late this year into early next year. The company worked with Microsoft and others to bring this mixing machine to life. And one more from the food desk. You know, as you know, workers at McDonald's can't accept tips. However, that might soon change. Mashed is reporting that workers in Colorado may be allowed to accept tips in the near future. In the past, tips have been mostly reserved for sit-down restaurant servers and waiters who receive less hourly rates. In fact, the Department of Labor has codified into law the fact that these hypothetical tips can be used to offset the minimum wage. So, a restaurant server's actual salary may be no more than $2.13 an hour, and then the tips make up, right? Well, fast food employees, however, are usually paid at least minimum wage because they are not considered tipped workers. While some fast food chains like Starbucks and Five Guys allow employee tips, McDonald's isn't one of them. In fact, it has a policy forbidding employees from accepting tips, even unasked for. In the state of Colorado, though, a new law may circumvent such a ban. According to a summary of the proposed House Bill 23-1146, employers like McDonald's and Walmart would be prohibited from taking adverse action against an employee who accepts a cash gratuity offered by a patron of the business. Now, it doesn't mean that McDonald's will necessarily encourage tipping or modify its payment interface to prompt for gratuities, but if you do feel like slipping a few bucks to your counter server, at least they'll not be fired if they don't turn down the cash. So there you go, a little extra jingle in the pocket of your local Colorado McDonald's counter worker, maybe at least. Well, it was a huge day on Wall Street as investors looked to what they believe is a bunch of positive signs the U.S. will end this political brinkmanship and avoid a debt limit fiasco. The Dow gained 408 points on the day to close at 33,420, while the Nasdaq picked up 157 points to end the trade at 12,500. And the S&P 500 added 48 points to finish at 41.58. The debt limit was not the only boost to the markets. Regional bank stocks rose following a positive update by Western Alliance Bancorp that said it posted a surprise increase in deposits of more than $2 billion since the end of the first quarter. Now, this implies that the risk facing the institution might now be a thing of the past, and this optimism also served to push up other companies in the banking sector. So that was a good thing for today. Oil, by the way, fell on the day, down by 12 cents to settle at $72.71 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with some sobering news about diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI. A new Edelman report on business and social justice focuses on companies that approach diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives as a way to shape public perceptions. But get this, 62% of employees rate corporations' anti-racism efforts as mediocre or worse, according to that report on business and social justice. More women, like 65%, than men at 58%, believe companies are falling short of their commitments, and most people who hold this belief do so because their DEI programs are under or unfunded. And in the retention category, 6 in 10 survey respondents say that they would not work for companies that stay silent on racial injustices. And then there is this. 73% of employees and 81% of Hispanic employees say companies that have a better diverse and representative workforce are better equipped to address racism. Meanwhile, and in contrast to all of this from employees, executives think companies are making good progress on becoming more inclusive. But it looks like that's not the case. And by the way, a Harvard Business Review article several years ago said that business profits increase by a whopping 30% when the boardroom looks more like the diverse nation the U.S. truly is. And yeah, you can look that one up. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Champ Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.